This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality. In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love.
When the Supreme Court ruled in June that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry, the decision effectively ended the country's patchwork system regarding gay marriage. Although legal in the first state since 2013, married gay couples in Delaware face the uncertainty of not knowing if their marriage would still be legal if they decided to move or even visit another state. Gay rights have progressed at such lightning speed in recent years that it's easy to forget that wasn't always so. After a severe gay bashing in Rehoboth Beach led to Delaware adding sexual orientation to the state's existing hate crime law, legislation involving equal protection moved at a snail's pace.
It had been legal in Delaware to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation for a long time. And even before I was governor, I really believed that that was not the right way for Delaware to proceed.
It was very difficult in those days to get politicians to even talk to us. My wife, Drew Fennell, who lobbied that bill, talks about people literally ducking into offices when they saw her walking down the hall.
I got an incredible amount of really nasty mail, phone calls, emails that I thought were awful.
When I ran in 2002, there was a big whisper campaign. I mean, that was supposed to be what took me down. One of my opponents knocked on people's doors and people who had my yard sign and say, you know, she's a lesbian, right? So that wasn't that long ago.
It took over a decade for Delaware to pass an anti-discrimination bill that made it illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation. The bill was first introduced in the House by former Republican Representative Bill Oberlin. In the years it took to pass the bill, advocates diligently lobbied for its support, including Drew Fennell, former head of the Delaware ACLU, and Lisa Goodman, an attorney who later became the president of Equality Delaware.
The hearing that I remember most, which occurred not long after 9/11, and a preacher got up and said, he said that 9/11 was because America was too nice to gay people, number one. Number two, he talked about his own brother, who he said died of AIDS. And he said that he was unable to minister to his own brother because his brother would not repent. And I can't tell you how horrified all the gay people and many of the straight people in that hall, that the Senate hall, were to hear that.
One of those straight allies was Democratic State Senator David Sekola. He says witnessing that anti-gay rhetoric convinced him to reach out to Bill Oberlin and to take on a more prominent role as the Senate bill's co-sponsor.
I said, you know, if you can't stand up against this kind of attitude and discrimination and ignorance, you don't deserve to be serving. And Bill had the courage to lead. Obviously, if he hadn't led, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to add my name as a co-sponsor. I'm embarrassed that I didn't co-sponsor it from the beginning. I should have, but he showed true leadership. Had my name on the bill that ultimately passed and was signed into law, but I consider him to be the sponsor of the non-discrimination in insurance, employment, all those categories that we added to Delaware's non-discrimination code.
People and politicians got to know us, they got to know our families, they got to become our friends. And that's how really you make change. You make it slowly, one person, one conversation at a time.
Drew and Lisa were kind of the leaders of that network who were keeping the finger on the pulse of where everybody was. And they were the best nose counters I ever saw. They really knew who you can trust and who you had to say, well, I'm not sure we're going to get this person, but I think we have them. And they made a very passionate, reasoned case. They put on a clinic of how you want to get a bill passed and signed into law. And I mean a clinic of how to do it on the merits.
After Governor Jack Markell signed the anti-discrimination bill into law in 2009, Equality Delaware's Mark Purpura, Lisa Goodman, and others debated over what their next step should be.
Would we advance a marriage bill or would we advance a civil union bill? We ultimately decided on a civil union bill for several reasons. Number one, an incremental approach was probably the most likely to be successful. And number two, we had people who needed the protections that a civil union bill would give them, even though those protections were really just in state.
In March 2011, Representative Melanie George Smith and Senator David Sekola introduced a bill to create civil unions in Delaware. Representative Mike Ramone was one of the two House Republicans to vote in favor of civil unions.
This was the first really different bill where it was clear I was going to alienate a lot of people by supporting something I thought was important, especially in my party. The biggest reason that was given to us to vote against the civil union bill was because it was a slippery slope to the marriage equality bill. I was like, well, that's okay. I believe we have an issue more with our laws. Why do we give people benefits by being married with our government and our tax code anyway? A single person doesn't. I'm not sure that's fair, but that's the way it is. So if it is that way, if two people love each other who are of the same sex and they're living as devout a commitment to one another in a household as a married couple would, why can't we have a civil union environment where they're at least treated fairly by law?
Creation of civil unions didn't come without its opposition. Many groups, including the Delaware Family Policy Council, spoke against it during debate in both the House and Senate. Again, David Sekola.
I think there was a point, all of a sudden, the opposition realized they didn't have the issue on the merits, and they were trying to play kind of a four corners just to delay everything, you know, to keep it from either coming to the floor or for the floor debate to even end. But it was pretty clear we had the votes, and it was pretty clear they knew we had the votes.
After such a long struggle with the anti-discrimination debate, the civil unions bill seemed to fly through the legislature, moving from its filing date to final passage in less than 4 weeks. Governor Jack Markell signed Delaware's civil unions into law May 2011 with a public ceremony at the Queen Theater in Wilmington.
And I'll never forget the bill signing itself, perhaps the most memorable of all the bill signings I've done, the excitement in the room. There must have been 600 people there at the Queen Theater. We brought up the children of these same-sex couples on stage. And I said, you know, in large part, I'm doing this for you, to make sure that you understand that the law now recognizes what you have always known, which is that your parents' love is real and that you're a family.
The law went into effect January 1st, 2012. And on that Sunday, Lisa Goodman and Drew Fennell became the first couple in Delaware to be joined in a civil union, mostly out of love, but just a little bit of practicality.
Frankly, because a very large part of that bill was how the process would work. Delaware didn't have anything like this. It wasn't like getting married. The computer systems didn't match up. There were no forms. There was no way to report it to the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Vital Statistics, which it was a crazy complicated issue from that end, which I think most people never even thought about before that, including me.
After Newcastle County Clerk of the Peace Ken Bolden issued Delaware's first civil union license to the couple, they got in their car and headed to a ceremony at Wilmington's Trinity Episcopal Church.
It was so joyous. We felt like the whole state, our whole community was lifting us up. My old classmate, Senator Coons, gave the homily, which was wonderful. Matt Den, who was then the lieutenant governor and who was a former partner, law partner of mine, did one of the readings. It was just a wonderful day.
Delaware was the eighth state to offer civil unions or domestic partnerships to same-sex couples. In 2012, the state issued over 500 licenses. But even before civil unions became effective, a dramatic shift in Americans' attitudes about gay marriage was taking place. Equality Delaware's Lisa Goodman says the group hadn't planned on returning to the General Assembly to advocate for marriage so soon after civil unions had passed.
We ended up going back 2 years later, and, you know, the conservative lobbyists and activists screamed that, you know, see what they had said to be true was really true, that here we were back so quickly. But events really overtook us in a way that even we, and I think I'm very optimistic about, you know, civil rights and social justice, hadn't anticipated.
And events were occurring on the national level to bolster their case. In 2013, the Supreme Court was deciding the case of Edie Windsor, who sued the federal government after the IRS denied her refund request in federal estate taxes she paid after her spouse, the Aspire, died in 2009. It was a challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act, the law barring the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages legalized by states.
We talked to a lot of legislators and said, look, we believe that DOMA is going to fall. And when DOMA falls, the states that have marriage are going to provide an opportunity for their citizens to have protections at the federal level that we don't have by virtue of civil unions. And so the Supreme Court is going to announce this decision by the end of June. We need to do this now.
Delaware State Rep. Melanie George Smith introduced a bill that would extend marriage rights to same-sex couples in April 2013. Democratic House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst voted to allow the bill out of committee, along with State Reps Pete Schwarzkopf and Deborah Hudson, a Republican. Seaford Republican Dan Short voted against it. But House Bill 75 advanced with Mike Ramone signing on as a co-sponsor. As the only Republican to support the bill, the Newcastle County lawmaker found himself the recipient of a few vocal members of the opposition.
Two gentlemen came to me. One actually had a Bible in his hand and very aggressive, a little nerve-wracking, putting the Bible with the quotes in there in my face and showing me why I was going to be damned to hell was, I think, the exact statement, and why I was a rotten, evil person. And it went from trying to get me to vote with them to the moment in time that they realized where I was to criticizing me. And I don't want to say they ever threatened me. They never threatened to hurt me. But in my life, threatening someone and insinuating they're damned to hell is sometimes just as threatening.
The Delaware House of Representatives approved the bill that would allow same-sex marriage in the first state by a 23-18 vote, less than a week after the House Administrative Committee advanced House Bill 75 to the full chamber. A week later, the Senate Executive Committee heard testimony on House Bill 75. Dave Sekola was again the chief sponsor in the Senate. Senate President Pro Tem Patricia Blevins was among the measure's 23 co-sponsors. But perhaps its most significant co-sponsor was Karen Peterson. Although the Democratic senator had been with her longtime partner, now wife, for many years, she had never come out in public. That changed during Senate testimony.
Most people were respectful. Again, we got some of the, you know, the Bible says stuff. And one of the things that really irritated me, I think, the most was a priest from the Diocese of Wilmington had come to rail against the bill. And I'm Catholic. And I said, you know, it's interesting to me that the bishop sent you here to condemn love, but he didn't send you here last year to condemn killing when I introduced the death penalty repeal bill. And that was one of the things that really kind of triggered my decision to talk about my own relationship, which at that point was 24 years. Vicki and I had been together. And I just talked about it. I said, we've been together for 24 years. We're tax-paying, law-abiding people. I mean, we didn't choose to be gay any more than you choose to be straight. It's not like you wake up one morning and say, well, today's the day I'm going to make the decision whether to be straight or gay. And as I said, if my happiness somehow demeans or diminishes your marriage, then you need to work on your marriage. And, of course, the balcony went wild on that.
People after her were ready to vote. And you could tell we had the votes. Nobody who was even thinking about wavering was going to waver.
The bill passed in the Senate by a vote of 12-9, with Republican Kathy Cloutier joining the Democratic majority. A half hour after the vote, Governor Jack Markell signed the legislation into law on the main stairs in the lobby of Legislative Hall.
Very shortly after the bill passed, we gathered. I sat there on the stairs going up from the first floor to the second floor at Leg Hall. The place was packed. I was surrounded by the sponsors. It was a great moment.
More than 2,000 gay and lesbian couples got married in 2013, the first year same-sex unions were legalized in the first state. Equality Delaware asked Senator Karen Peterson and Vicki Bandy to become the first couple in the state to have their civil union converted into a marriage, but it took a little convincing.
And I said, well, that's fine, except I will have worked all night the night before because that's the final night of session. And we oftentimes, as we did this year, you know, drove home when the sun was coming up. And I said, our wedding would have to be at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was because people were lined up waiting to be married on July 1st. So I talked to Vicki about it, and I said, I don't know. And she said, you really do. You need to be first. I said, why? And she said, because some of these other poor, innocent people aren't used to all the hate mongering, and they probably wouldn't stand up to it as well as you would, because you're used to it. You're a politician. You're used to people hating you.
Very shortly after marriage equality, Governor Jack Markell signed into law Senate Bill 97, the Gender Identity Non-Discrimination Act. It prohibits hate crimes on the basis of actual or perceived gender identity. Lisa Goodman of Equality Delaware says the state has made great strides in equality, but there's still work to be done.
I don't believe that, you know, hearts and minds are going to change overnight. People are still going to have to fight for the full realization of that respect. People are also still going to have to work, and I include myself in this, because we now have states where you can be married in the morning and fired in the afternoon. We still have a number of states in this country where it is legal to fire someone because they're gay. That work still remains to be done, but boy, we've come a long way.
And our thanks to Lisa Goodman, Senators David Sekulow and Karen Peterson, Rep. Mike Ramone, and Governor Jack Markell. For Delaware Public Media News, I'm Kathy Carter.